Today, we study lesson number 6 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And in lesson number 6, we begin the second perek of Maseches Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnayos 1 and 2, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Peros chutzu la'oretz, shenichnisu la'oretz. Suppose a person brings flour from one of the 5 species of flour, from chutz la'oretz. He brings flour from Nebraska, from Kansas. Shenichnisu la'oretz, he brings them to Eretz Yisrael. And there he takes his flour and rolls it into dough. So the gilgul ha'isa, the rolling of the taking of the flour, mixing it with water, and beginning to roll it, occurs in Eretz Yisrael proper. Chayovim b'chalo. He's obligated in chalo. The main reason being, if the Gilgul ha'isa is in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in chalo. Yerushalmi says, at the posuk reads, Bevoachem el ha'oretz asher ani mevi eschem shomo. Shomo means, shomo atem chayovim b'chalo, bein mitfuas ha'oretz, bein mitfuas chutz la'oretz. That shomo in Eretz Yisrael, you're a chayiv in chala, no matter what is the origin of the flour. Yotzu mikon lishom, suppose the reverse. You take flour which grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you take that flour and export it to wherever, to New York. So in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says, you are obligated in chala. Pasuk says, "V'hoyo ba'acholchem milechem ha'oretz." When you eat lechem of the land of Israel, this is from the land of Israel. No matter where you happen to eat it, but the origin of the flour is in Israel. Yemuchuyov in challah. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva poter. He says again, stressing the word in the pasuk, "Asher ani mevi eschem shoma, shoma." There in the land of Israel, yechayev in challah. Chutz la'aretz, you're not. And therefore, even though you're eating lechem ha'oretz, you're eating flour which originated in Eretz Yisrael, and you've shipped that flour to Kansas, to New York, to wherever, and you make the dough in New York, you're exempt from challah according to Rabbi Akiva. And so we follow Rabbi Akiva that the chutz la'aretz midin ha'toira, certainly you're not obligated in the mitzvah of challah, even for flour which originated in Eretz Yisrael. The next mission is familiar to many of us from Maseches Gittin, and the origin of the mission, of course, is here in Maseches Challah. Afar chutz la'aretz shebo basfino la'aretz. Suppose a person comes with a ship, and on the ship there is earth on the ship, and the ship docks on the territory of Eretz Yisrael. And then in that earth, things are growing. So the Mishnah says, Chayo b'ma'asro zuvashvius. Whatever grows in that ship, which is now docked in Eretz Yisrael, is obligated in ma'asros, in giving the tithes. And incidentally, if one would plant in this earth on the ship, wheat to barley, etc., and take, grind that wheat and barley into flour and make dough out of it, it would be obligated in challah. It's Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, Bashvias. This has the halacha of the 7th year, the sabbatical year of Shemitah. The reason being that the seeds which are planted in this earth on this ship, in some way are Yon Kim, in some way do derive nurturance from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yehuda explains, Emosai bisman shehasefino goysheshes. This is only true when the ship is actually touching the earth of the land of Israel. Not if it's floating entirely, but if it's gosheshes, it's touching the earth. Then we say that it's connected to the earth of Eretz Yisrael and it is therefore obligated in chayiv, in masros, in truma, in chala, and in the laws of Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara explains to us is not arguing with the Tanakhama. He is simply explaining the Tanakhama. Isa sheni lo shobe me peros. The Mishnah concludes with a very controversial statement, and that is that suppose you take dough and you don't knead it, K-N-E-A-D, with water, but you knead it with fruit juice, with orange juice, apple juice, whatever. This Mishnah says, Chayeves bechala. It is obligated in challah. Now, this is the opinion of Rabbi Elozar ben Yehuda Ish Bartusa in the Mesechta of Mishnayis known as Tevul Yom, where he says that meperos, juice, fruit juice, also has the ability to combine flour into dough when mixed with flour. However, we don't follow this halacha, and we feel that only an issa, which is kneaded with one of the seven types of liquids, most commonly water, but I'll tell you the other six in a moment, which are machshirim lekabel tuma, and then you're obligated in challah. I'm not going to get into the halacha here, halacha lemaisa, because this is only the study of Mishnayos, but based on this, here we have a Stam Mishnah, Meseches Challah, which is the place where one would expect to find these halachos, and it says, without any machlokes, Iso shenilosho b'mei peros chayeves b'challah, even though it was needed in fruit juice, not in water. Although there are other opinions, they are not recorded here. So therefore, the Partanura says that if one studies the Yerushalmi, it would seem, he says, mochiach ktsas, it seems slightly to be true that the halacha is not like this Stam Mishnah, and that Issa, which is kneaded with meperos, with fruit juices, is exempt from challah. So what does one do, lemaisa, in actual practice? The Batanura says, don't make such things in the quantity that would be obligated in challah. Hilkoch ein lalush iso sheyesh bo shiur challah b'mei beitzim, with just eggs, for example, which is also, as far as this is concerned, are like mei peros. It's not water, but like fruit juice, or with fruit juice proper, orange juice, apple juice, whatever, unless you mix in water too. You mix in water too, then it is definitely obligated in challah. But without any water, it is possibly not obligated in challah. So what do you do as far as a brocha, etc.? Therefore, the best thing is simply to be careful not to have a quantity of flour mixed with fruit juice sufficient to be obligated in challah, and then you have no problems. If you have flour which is kneaded with fruit juice, and fruit juice is not one of those liquids which is qualified halachically to moisten some food and therefore make it susceptible to tefuah, to tumah, that generally speaking, grain, fruits, vegetables, which are freshly harvested and not exposed to water, are not mekabel tumah, are not susceptible to tumah, even if a sheretz falls upon them or a tamei meis, a nida, whatever, touches them, unless they are first moistened with water. Here they weren't moistened with water, but with fruit juice. So therefore, it can be eaten even with hands, which are misoavos, which are tameim. There are seven liquids which are machshirim lekabel tumo, and they are water, dew, wine, oil, honey, that's bees' honey, milk, and blood. But notice, not in that list is orange juice, apple juice, or meibetzim, or just eggs. So therefore, if it's just juice, it's obligated in challah, yes, says this Tana, but exempt from Kabbalah's Tumah and can be eaten with hands which are Tumei. And so we have finished Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of Perek Beis, and we have concluded in the process lesson number 6.